Exclusive, Representative Lauren Boebert. Lockdowns are causing mass hopelessness among Colorado children. By Robert Krajcik on May 12, 2021. Ongoing lockdowns in Colorado, ostensibly issued to prevent coronavirus transmission, are causing mass hopelessness among children, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Marlowe said, I've two young kids. I know you've got four, and one thing that people are not keeping in mind is how these lockdowns, that at this point are pretty much anti-science, are affecting children. As a mom of four, this must hit you even harder than it hits me. Boebert replied, what we've seen in schools, and what we're seeing with our children being masked up is devastating. The science absolutely doesn't follow any of this. We still have schools that have not reopened, and the Biden regime has done nothing to actually address it. They're not addressing any of the real issues. Coerced isolation imposed on children by government-decreed lockdowns is causing despair, she said. It's difficult to even find a place for our children to receive help in Colorado. Because all of the facilities are full, because there is mass hopelessness going on, right now, she continued. Our children have been isolated and restricted from their friends and they aren't able to live their lives. And so they're sitting there wondering what's the point? Listen. Boebert went on, it's really a sad place, when you have teenagers and preteens not having any hope for the future. We need to get our schools back open. We need to get America back open and back to living our lives. I am 100% done with living in fear of a virus that I have a 99% chance of recovering from. The Biden administration is facilitating illegal immigration across the southern border, Boebert held. It has the tragedy of exploitation, she said. Illegal immigrants are being used by cartels, and the cartels get paid more when these illegal aliens come in from China. But they are also being used by Democrat politicians who incentivize illegal immigration under false promises. She added, we need to build the wall. We need to secure our border, and provide aid to the people being exploited by criminal syndicates. We need to reform our immigration laws and send a strong message that if you want to come to the U.S., you must do so legally. Our nation has always welcomed and will continue to welcome newcomers to embrace our values. Assimilate, so important, into our society. Pledge allegiance to our flag, and strive after the American dream by supporting law and order in our immigration system, she remarked. Breitbart News reported the Biden administration is flying thousands of migrants into America on domestic, commercial flights without requiring negative coronavirus tests or proof of identity. Boebert stated, it is ridiculous when we have folks that we are using our tax dollars to pick up in an airplane from Central America and fly them into the U.S. They're not even getting to the border. We're picking them up right there in Central America. And they do not need to provide a negative test when boarding the plane and entering our country. And they don't have an ID. As an American citizen, if I were to go to Central America and try to fly back home, I would have to provide both of those documents to get back home to my legal residence, she concluded. We're allowing illegal aliens to come in here on our dime and this is absolutely needs to be addressed. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.